Blog Talk Radio.
Hey gang, Tom Hayes. And it's a beautiful afternoon. It's May 1st, May Day. And
what's happening, Tom? How you doing?
Good. Let me give a little introduction here. This is, again, another episode of Lunch and Laughs with the Boston comedian, Pat Napoli.
Today
we were having a lot of discussions, and they started to germinate into a beautiful content for another lunch and comedy, Lunch and Laughs with you, because we got on a very sensitive subject, a couple of them. And the one that we just hit was other people eating your food.
Yeah, it's one of those things that we don't like people. We're talking about a mutual friend that does that Blue Apron thing, and they cook together. And I'm going, that's a bunch of bull. There's no way that a normal couple can go in the kitchen and cook and be happy together. That's nonsense. He goes, we cook and then we have sex after. No, you don't. That's a lie. There's no way. There's no way you could. That's a commercial. That doesn't happen. People just go, the kitchen is a woman. That's her house. Like we there's a home. It's not our house. We get to live there. That's it. That's the woman's house. The kid's house. You're just the guy. You're just living there. Like my house, there's no pictures of me in my house. I got a room, my little office. That's anything but my family or anything on my side. That's it. Like, that's my little shrine. That's my area. You can put your pictures here. The rest of the house is the girlfriend, the family, their family, the every school picture, everything, all over. The refrigerator. And me, I get the little room, the little office, and that's my world. That's it. So we just live there. It's not our house. So how can you? And the kitchen is like, that's their thing. But everything goes to a certain place, and then we're gonna go in there and cook together. That's not gonna happen. I don't even know where the stuff. I can't even go in the fridge because she's got the thing on certain shelves. It has to be a certain thing. When she comes home and she goes out, she goes, "You in the cupboard? I put the paprika in the wrong spot, and it's a problem." It's like I'm living with a convict. She knows where all the stuff is. Like, I don't understand this stuff. How am I going to cook with this person? I don't get it. And our friend is trying to tell us that you could cook, you could buy Blue Apron, it's cheaper than eating at the store. Unbelievable. I go, you can't get like a sprig of parsley and you can't get chicken and put something on it and make a side dish, a vegetable or something. You got to have somebody send it in the box with a story. You can't, why? What's so hot about that? Tom, I'm telling you, we're going to do a new thing. We talked about this before, but it's not a show. We go to people's houses. I'm going to open your fridge and I'm going to cook a meal. I'm going to grab whatever you have. And I'm gonna put a meal together. I do it all the time. All you need is like a chicken and a piece of beef and maybe a piece of fish. A potato. You always get potatoes. Always have potatoes in your house. Always have a bag of potatoes. Have potatoes, right? And then all you need is you got the steak. You got the potato. What do you need? Canned vegetables are everywhere. Put them on your shelf. I got my own shelf for the canned vegetables. I can't go where the paprika is, but I can put the other shelf. That's all you do. You put a meal together. What do you need Blue Apron for? I don't understand this.
So paprika sounds like your seasoning of choice.
I love paprika. When I make today, I had I love poached eggs with corned beef hash. And then I put when I cook my hash, then I get the poached eggs in the other pan. And I put them right on the dish. And it's funny. There's people. They're intimidated by making poached eggs. You ever hear that before? Oh, I don't know how to do. Oh, like that's hard. You got to put that in the water. They fall apart. It's their easy. You put the thing. The water simmers like a little bit of bubbles. That's it. You break the egg in it. You leave it alone. Don't touch it. Don't get the spatula. Play with it. Just leave it alone. When it forms into an egg, it's done. You put it on top of your hash. It's all done. I don't care, people. Yeah. My mother taught me that. Just let it simmer. And medium heat. Not a lot of heat, because too many bubbles, your egg will fall apart. Just let it sit. Leave it alone. Do something else. And then you put it on. So I put the egg on top of the hash, and then I got the salt, pepper, and paprika. Remember in the old days you saw a diner, they used to put paprika on your poached eggs?
Well, I always remember them on deviled eggs, but I don't remember paprika on.
Oh, that was a thing, right? This time I used to go to, like, these little diners. They used to put the, you get poached egg, put the poached egg on top of hash. That's my favorite breakfast. And then you, they put paprika on top.
Ah.
But they don't do that anymore. Too fun, yeah.
Well, I got a question. First of all, where do you get the hash? Do you make your own hash? What?
At times I do, yeah. Sometimes I do. Well, I did one day, like, if I get leftover corned beef, or like roast beef or something, like a brisket or something like that, I'll just chop it up real fine, get my cutting board, I'll get an onion and my potato, and I just chop it up. And what I do is, before I put the hash and the meat in, I get a pan, I put a little bit of water in the pan with the potato, and I'll put like salt, pepper, you know, a lot of butter, and just cover it up and let it simmer. And I'll cook the potato, then drain off the water, and then I mix my other stuff with it. And sometimes I make my own hash. But today I was in a hurry, so I did the canned stuff.
What is that? Hormel? Is that the?
I like the Mary Kitchen. Don't buy the market basket corned beef. I don't know what that is. Don't do that. That's not good. It's got too much like liquid or fat in it. It makes me nervous. But you know what's funny? I bought some. You know, sausage and buffalo and eggs at McDonald's. I had some leftover, right? I had the biscuit with the sausage. I put it in the fridge. I had it in there for 9 days. I took it out. I put it in the microwave. It tasted the same. That's how much preservatives are in that food. People are like, you're going to die. I go, no, it tastes the same. It's just loaded with, you know, fire. I can't throw food away, Tom. I'm Italian. You can't throw food away. Oh my God.
You know, what I don't understand, I mean, we were having fun, you know, just in a regular conversation. But for somehow, some reason, when we decided to do a podcast, that's better than some of your stand up things right now.
Oh, yeah. My stand up career is in the toilet. You know that. I have it, you know, it's horrible.
Well,
I can't stand. I don't want to do stand up anymore. I just want to. It's boring to me. It's just. I don't know.
Well, again, one of the things we're talking about is. I'm glad. This is a good segue because we were talking about the fact that nobody knows who we are. The old days, you know, get a phone, get a club, because we're from the clubs. But you know, now they throw us in the theater, right?
So we got more followers now than in my career of going to stand up. I've done stand up for 20 something years, 26 years. I can't even imagine. I mean, I don't only outlast comedy rooms. I outlast the buildings. Like there's a comedy room, a restaurant. It becomes four restaurants. They bulldoze it down. I outlast buildings. That's how long I've been doing this. Comics have died. I mean, everything. I mean, presidents. I've been doing this forever, and no one knows who I am. Nobody. I can walk down the street and run somebody over my car. They still wouldn't know who I am. Yeah.
You're right, because there were comedy clubs, lots of them.
Yeah.
And people went to those pretty religiously. You know, they go back every week because it'd be good shows, and there's no. You know, they were actually advertising. They advertised it for a month. You know, the upcoming schedule. And, you know, people would see the name and that they liked you, so they brought their friends back. And, you know, it moved forward. But now, you know, you're
playing
a theater, a movie house.
Yeah, and let's correct this. Not a theater like, you know, the Madison Square Garden. This is like a theater. And in one of the rooms, they don't show movies. They don't have enough you know, film. You know, they ran out of projectors, and, you know, it's a sixth-place, you know, theater, but they only bought five projectors. So rather than buy a new projector, they have comedy, and that's who we are. They put us in that room. So, like, tell people, like, you like, when you go to the movies and you're watching a movie, but pretend the screen's not there and there's a guy telling jokes. You'd be like, no, that's ridiculous. The next thing is that the next thing our booking agent will be doing is we'll be booking comedy at Market Basket. We'll be in aisle 9, you know what I'm saying? Right next to the cold cup. They'll have us in there to put a, you know, you say, look, it doesn't get a lot of flow through there. Like the organic section of Market Basket. You know, people don't, they buy the stroganoff. They buy the white trash stuff that I eat. And then they, but, you know, aisle 9, there's nothing there. So they'll put comedy, you know, get people to come in and buy their stroganoff, you know? I don't know.
Or comedy at the car wash.
Yeah, that would be good, right? Yeah, just, you know, there's an empty zone. There's always an empty bay. You know, we'll just have to pause the show, have a break, you know, when a guy wants to come in and wash his Suburban, you know. But other than that, we'll be okay.
Or Jiffy, you know? Lube. Jiffy Lube would be good.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, right. You're waiting in line at Jiffy Lube, and a guy can do his act. We'll set up a, you know, get a generator, hook up the sound system, and there you go. It's the business possibilities are endless.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, especially in the Northeast, because it's, and especially in Massachusetts, we're very liberal now, and people are going to be standing there, but the comedy police, the joke police are going to be there to make sure that you're, you know, you're not offensive.
Yeah, well, the good thing now, I mean, the place I play is so obscure, and I don't give a care, so I just, if I offend people, I'm thrilled. I don't really care. You know, like, I'm offended.
Well,
you're at a VFW hall. Get over it, okay?
Well, now back to food, because, you know, we talked about that your friend is a, I'm thinking about the title of a bunch of laughs at the fridge. It's cold.
Yeah, it's nice. There's so much stuff, yeah. I mean, you could go home and you could see people, and I don't really pick on women, but there's always the thing that sometimes I go, you go home, what do we eat? Oh, I forgot to take something out. What do you mean you forgot to take something? How do you forget you're going to eat? Like, you get up in the morning, it's the morning, right? It's 7 o'clock. You, 6 hours, you're going to eat dinner. You forgot. How do you forget you're going to eat dinner? It's like saying, Tom, you go to work, you got a job, you tell your boss, I forgot to come. I forgot I was working today. Like, I forgot to take something out. That's code for go get some takeout. That's what that means. And the takeout thing, Tom, I can't wait till this pandemic is over. First of all, every day I got to wrestle with a mask. Who even knows if it's freaking doing anything, right? And I got to go out. We're going to pay top dollar for food. We get takeout, $50 for two people. And I'm eating on plastic, you know, containers. I want to sit, and I want to eat on plates, and I want somebody to bring me the food.
Oh.
My mother would do that growing up. She'd be like, go get some potato. It's a treat for tonight. We're going to get some takeout. Go get it. I had to get in the car, go, pick it up, bring it home, take out the thing. How is that a treat for me? It's a treat for you. Someone brought it to you. Right?
Well,
so I got to go out, buy the food, bring the food home, take it out. I don't know. Like, there was a guy, Tom, I'm watching Chronicle the other day. There's a gourmet restaurant, right? The guy is selling filet mignon and all this fancy stuff, and they put it on the plastic and they seal it up and they bring it to the guy's house. I think, oh my God, this is amazing. How could that taste good? Can you imagine getting a piece of steak? You put the steak in the plastic. It's still cooking. You know, steak is still cooking, right? So you close up the lid. The steam goes up. It's going to make it taste horrible. You know? I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. That's, yeah, it's styrofoam. It's not even plastic. It's styrofoam.
Yeah, so hopefully this will be over soon. We'll get our shots so we can go back out and eat and get bad service at the restaurant. It'll be perfect.
Well, worse, you just said, you know, you're talking about going home and there's nothing to eat. But you, the real reason I wanted to start this podcast, we were both talking about the fact that home, because that thing that you need the leftover on. Or your spouse is coming in, nobody likes, you know, whatever it is. And
right.
You're going to come home and you're going to eat that.
It's ridiculous. It's crazy.
But that's not going to happen because when you get home, it's gone.
Right. I don't know. It just drives me nuts.
You know, what possesses them, you know, to just go in and take that thing that day that you, it's always when you want it the most. That it's not.
Oh, yeah. That just drives me nuts. The people, you get the full, I got a place I go get veal, like a provini cut veal. So I'll go make veal parmesan. It's always extra, right? So I make it, I put it in the I have the nice containers, like what they do with the takeout place, you know, black with the clear lid. And I put my veal parm in there, and then I'm driving around all day. And I'm thinking about that all day. That's all I think about. I go, I'm going to go home and eat the veal parmesan. And then you go home, you open the fridge, and someone ate it. Like, why is that even, if you did that in an office, they'd fire you. You can't do that. You know, then what do? You go home, you're like, you ate my dinner. I was hungry. Well, what do I do now? I don't know. We'll get some takeout. Oh, yeah. And I'm eating the freaking McDonald's after, you know, I'm missing out on my veal parmesan. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. So, we want to... People don't know that you're a very imaginative stuff, and that's part of your business. You actually go around doing meet you meet the campfires who are also like you, as their, you know, some quality. They can't tell them. They don't tell them. They sell them less. But you have a man, like I said, the bridge is old man. You probably, like, what talk about one of the statements we made. Just
been in and
you put it in the pan. Go ahead.
Oh, we're making the what I talked about today. I cook all the time. I missed the first part. My truck needs an exhaust system. I couldn't eat. we're talking about cooking today. The hash or what we're talking about?
No, there was a couple of, about 2 weeks ago. You talked about a sandwich. You went in.
Oh, yeah. I made a salami and cheese sandwich and stuff. What I did was I had some leftover. My grandpa bought the nice romaine mixed lettuce and stuff. So I had Italian bread, and I get the Italian bread, and I put some butter on it. I preheat the oven, and then what I do is I layer the salami. You put the cheese on top. And I put, when it was to come out, I put Italian dressing with the mayonnaise. Oh, it was awesome. Sliced tomato. This is what irritates. This is fine. I didn't tell you about this. Yeah, there's a place down the street from my house called Nelly's, right? And the guy has this thing on his website. You know, I was a meat man. I used to cut the meat, stuff like that. So a little small place. So I'm curious, right? And I can't find a good steak and cheese. This is what keeps me up nights. Nice. There's no good steak and cheese place. Give it a sec. Every steak and cheese place is mediocre, right? And burgers, the same thing. Burgers, some places are good, some places are bad. But, you know, burgers, okay. But steak and cheese, you can't get a go. They all taste the same. You go to the Greek place, they throw it on the grill, and they're chopping it up to death with those two knives. They get those samurai knives. They chop it up to death. You're like, what are you doing? Like, what, you know, if they didn't put cheese in there, you'd die. I get the steak bomb because with the peppers and all that, at least you could eat it. Right? No one makes a good, like, layered steak, anything like that. So the guy has a steak. He goes, I cut my own meat. His name's Nelly. So I knock on the door. There's an older guy come in the store. He goes, I go, are you Nelly? He goes, yeah. I go, no kid. I go, glad I ran into you. I go, now, tell me about the meat. What do you do with it? I had to have him, this is a sub shop. He did. He goes, I said, if I was to get the steak or the burger, what should I get? He goes, I'll tell you what I'll make for you. He says, I'll make a burger. He grinds the burger, and then he sliced the steak paper thin. He put the steak on top of the burger. So it was a steak with the burger, with cheese and all that. It was freaking unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's service. Yeah. That's a guy. I'm going to give it a plug. A place called Nelly's in Haverhill. You walk in a place, it's a sub shop. This isn't fine dining. It's a sub shop. Sandwich place, a little restaurant. And he made me something to order. He goes, I'll make a steak. I'll put this. I'll make it for you. I go, that's beautiful. Try that at Wendy's. I mean, you can't. They won't do it. You know, you go to Wendy's. You put a steak with the dough. No. You're lucky you get the order right. I love stuff like that. I love to see somebody have a place, whatever it is, and they're into it. You know what I mean? They love it. They have a passion for it. I love that.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody who's got passion, you know, we all benefit when people have passion.
Yeah, that's the place I want to get my business to. I want to go in there. Yeah, I've talked to, on the show before about, you know, the drive-up window and go up to the service you get. Did I ever talk about the time with the change? Did I talk about that before?
Oh, how the change fell down?
It didn't fall down, Tom. She threw it. I'm so close to the side of a window that I could reach in and smack her on the side of the head. I would never do that. I mean, she's right there. She was closer than some relationships I've had. She was right there. And I stick my hand in, you know, and she goes to hand me the change, and she misses it and falls in between the door and the building. Now, I can't open the door to get the change. So I just looked at her like, did that even look? And she looked at me like, what do you want me to do about it? I don't know. Give me some more change. She's looking at me like, suck it up, bitch. I'm like, what is that? What was that? That's your job. You take the order. She didn't even take the order. She just hands the food out. You know, I didn't know she puts it in the back. I think she just hands me it, rings it up, and hands me the change. That's like the third part of her job. Right? And she just looked at me like, what do you want me to do about it? There's nothing I can do about it. And this is the argument that I'm laughing about. Like, the government's talking about now, they want to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. I think it's, what is it, $7.50 now or something?
Yeah.
Some people aren't worth the $7.50. I've read some of these. They really aren't. They should be paying us. I mean, I'm telling you. You don't see this great service. Like, well, you know, these people are trying to make a living. If you're handing out change at McDonald's and you're trying to raise a family, I don't know. Where do you find these wives? You know, honey, wait, what are we gonna do? Well, I work at McDonald's. I hand out change to you know, obscure comics. I'll marry you. Are you kidding me? Sure, run off with the god though. Are you kidding me? What are you? You gotta raise a family on. You gotta raise it to $15 an hour. Oh yeah, in Boston, you'd have a lucrative life with $15 an hour raising 3 or 4 kids. You know. I just bought my $800,000 condo.
You know,
I work at McDonald's and I drive Uber on the side.
I thought this would be funny. I had no idea how funny. You're all fired up today.
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm always fired. Well, the weather is it's driving me crazy right now because
yeah.
I want to plant the garden this year, and how the hell does a farmer make it right now? This weather, and you say there's no climate change. There's a climate change problem because this morning it was freaking raining in 40 degrees. I'm roasting right now. It's sun out and it's like 80. This isn't a matter of hours. This isn't like days. This is this morning. I got up, I'm out, I'm freezing, I got a cold on. Like, how do you plant? How do you know when to plant your tomatoes? I don't know. We do this every year. You know, we're going to do our planting. When I was growing up, you used to do your plant, you know, April. You know, April was nice and normal, and, you know, you could start planting. Now we have rain and snow in April. And then May 1st, it's 100. You know, and then you're like scurrying to do your planting. You know,
oh, my.
You go to Home Depot, you got to go buy your planting and the box, you know, all the stuff you need, and it just gets cleaned out because the people are waiting for the sun to come out, and they buy up everything. Then you plant the stuff, and the stuff doesn't grow right because the plant goes, I don't know, I'm not used to this. Stuff freezes at night.
I don't think I can laugh anymore. You know, this is just fabulous. We do have a gold mine here, a gold mine of laughs. I can't thank you for that. I'm excited to talk to this, put it up, and send it up to make my community question. But yeah, we've got all of the craziness. You know, forget about COVID, forget about politics, and just laugh.
That's the news. It drives me crazy. I can't watch the news anymore. I just watch Netflix all the time because it's the same stuff. It's like COVID, and now people are getting shot. It never is positive. People are getting shots now. You get vaccines anywhere. The other day I was standing in line. A guy hit me with a needle. They're everywhere. You get vaccines everywhere. You buy a double cheeseburger, they throw in vaccine. I mean, it's everywhere. You get vaccine shot. It's like a thing now. You know what I mean? Like. Did you get your shot yet? I got my shot. I'm on my second shot. No, I didn't get my shot yet. Why didn't you get your shot yet? I've been busy. I'll go get it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to get my shots off. I'm going to wait till like second week of May. They'll be paying me to get a shot. There'll be so many shots. You know, I don't want to go on. I don't want to go on. I don't want to go online and deal with the website and trying to schedule it. And then I got to go there and then they run out. No, I'm going to wait till CBS has so much of it that they're throwing in it with Band-Aids. It's free. Get some, you know, I want to be the guy standing. Can I get a shot while I wait in line? Sure, get a shot. I'm done. So, 2 more weeks, Tom, and we're all done. You get a shot. So the news has nothing to complain about because the people are getting shots now, and, you know, numbers are going down. They hate that. The numbers are going down. Well, of course they're going down. People are getting shots, and it's springtime. People are out of their freaking cave. They're out doing things. Like, what happened? India's falling apart. They go, oh, there's a spike in India. If you've been to India, it's a freaking cesspool. It's disgusting. There's 8 billion people living in 1 mile. Of course this disease is spreading.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. The news is so negative. Then they talk about that. They talk about... Imagine being a cop now. I can't even imagine being a cop right now because that's all this. I mean, it's like anyone gets stopped, it's on the news. I don't know what Tom, where are these cameras? Who's got time to film cops? I'm busy. Like, where do these cameras come from? What are these people doing? What do you see, a cruiser that's chasing them with a foot? Wait a minute. Honey, we have to go to the wedding. Wait, there's a cop. We've got to follow him. He might pull somebody over. And
oh, my
just
God.
Pulling, right? I did every week there's somebody. And, I mean, there's a lot of bad stuff with the cops. I mean, statistically, they probably pull over 8 million people a day. Right? Trust me. They pull me over all the time. They 8 million a day. And nothing happens. And then, you know, they got to roll us. I couldn't take the scrutiny, Tom. I couldn't. You know, imagine you got a job. You're working at McDonald's. There's a camera. Oh, my God. This guy screwed up his order. I mean... I wouldn't want to be a cop right now, would you? I couldn't take it. No.
Oh, forget about it.
I'd retire. I'd just go, I'm done. I'm done. I can't deal with this anymore. I would sleep in my cruiser. I would just let people drive. People go to 100. Good luck. I got 2 years left. I'm done. That's probably what the cops about to retire do. All the guys get killed, the young cops. The older cops, you don't see them getting killed. They're sleeping. Oh. They're in the... Tom, I have cops and a friend. They tell me, if you ever drive it, and you see a cruiser parked like at a school, like after hours or somewhere, and you go, is he on surveillance? No, he's napping. That's where they go. The sergeants will tell them, don't park like way off. Park like, you know, so it doesn't look obvious. But take a nap. I mean, you know. Tom, I grew up in North Andover. There's nothing going on in North Andover 2 a.m. Nothing. There's nothing. You know, you know what I'm saying? Oh. You have small towns. What is it to do? Take a nap.
Pat, I've got to end this because I don't. When I load this, if it goes to
Tom, when I get a muffler for my Toyota, I'm telling you, the show will get better because I can even hear you better. I got a hole in my muffler. I got to get that thing fixed. I got 4 friends, Tom. 4 friends that are mechanics, right?
Yeah.
And they do the same thing. They go. Oh, all it needs is a little. I can weld that. It'll take 5 minutes. Yeah, and then that's it. Where are they to weld it? They're never around. I can fix that. Call me next week. That's it. The truck has had a hole in the muffler for 8 months. No one helps.
And this is why.
They tell me how easy it is. Oh, it's easy.
This is why you get pulled over.
Yeah, I get pulled over because I got a loud exhaust. I like when my friend's a mechanic, the cop goes, well, that makes sense. That's right.
Oh, my God. Pat, I am exhausted from laughing. Thank you so much.
No problem.
This is a gold mine.
Hey, you got to have fun. You know?
Mine word a lot these days.
So.
Well,
all right, Tom. What's that?
You have a beautiful rest of the day, Pat. Thank you.
You too, bro. I got to go. I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye. Well, that was it. That was Pat Napoli at his best. I think you'll agree. And we're right down to the wire. This is This is it, folks. It's over. Thanks for joining us. That's Lunch and Laughs with Pat Napoli and Tom Hayes. God bless you.